The Interpretation of Dreams by Sigmund Freud. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Interpretation of Dreams by Sigmund Freud is a book that explores the unconscious mind and its role in dream interpretation. Freud argues that dreams are a way for the unconscious mind to express itself and that by understanding the symbols and images in dreams, we can gain insight into our unconscious desires and motivations. He also discusses the role of repression in dream interpretation, as well as the importance of understanding the context of a dream in order to interpret it correctly. Freud also examines the role of dream analysis in psychotherapy, and how it can be used to help people understand their unconscious motivations and desires. The book begins with an introduction to Freud's theories on dream interpretation, including his belief that dreams are a way for the unconscious mind to express itself. He then goes on to discuss the role of repression in dream interpretation, and how understanding the context of a dream can help us to interpret it correctly. Freud also examines the role of dream analysis in psychotherapy, and how it can be used to help people understand their unconscious motivations and desires. He then goes on to discuss the various types of dreams, including daydreams, nightmares, and wish fulfillment dreams. Freud then goes on to discuss the various techniques used to interpret dreams, including free association, dream analysis, and dream symbolism. He also examines the role of the dreamer in dream interpretation, and how the dreamer's own unconscious desires and motivations can influence the interpretation of a dream. Finally, Freud discusses the importance of understanding the context of a dream in order to interpret it correctly. The Interpretation of Dreams is an important work in the field of psychology, and it has had a lasting impact on the way we understand and interpret dreams. Freud's theories on dream interpretation have been widely accepted and used in psychotherapy, and his work has helped to shape the way we think about dreams and their meanings. The Interpretation of Dreams is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the unconscious mind and its role in dream interpretation. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Dream interpretation. Freud believed that dreams are a way of expressing unconscious desires and wishes. He argued that by understanding the symbols and images in dreams, we can gain insight into our unconscious mind. Main idea number 2. The unconscious mind. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings. Main idea number 3. The Oedipus complex. Freud argued that the Oedipus complex is a universal phenomenon in which a child has an unconscious desire to possess the parent of the opposite sex. He believed that this complex is the source of many psychological problems. Main idea number 4. The role of the ego. Freud argued that the ego is the mediator between the conscious and unconscious mind. He believed that the ego is responsible for controlling our behavior and for protecting us from the demands of the unconscious. Main idea number 5. The role of the superego. Freud argued that the superego is the part of the mind that is responsible for our moral behavior. He believed that the superego is the source of our conscience and that it is the source of our guilt and shame. Main idea number 6. The role of the ID. Freud argued that the ID is the part of the mind that is responsible for our instinctual desires and impulses. He believed that the ID is the source of our pleasure and that it is the source of our aggression and violence. Main idea number 7. The role of the libido. Freud argued that the libido is the source of our sexual energy and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. He believed that the libido is the source of our motivation and that it is the source of our mental health. Main idea number 8. The role of the defense mechanisms. Freud argued that the defense mechanisms are the psychological mechanisms that we use to protect ourselves from anxiety and distress. He believed that the defense mechanisms are the source of our psychological problems and that they are the source of our psychological health. Main idea number 9. The role of the unconscious. Freud argued that the unconscious is the source of our dreams and that it is the source of our behavior. He believed that the unconscious is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings and that it is the source of our psychological health. Main idea number 10. The role of the subconscious. Freud argued that the subconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our automatic behavior. He believed that the subconscious is the source of our habits and that it is the source of our psychological health. Main idea number 11. The role of the preconscious. Freud argued that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior. He believed that the preconscious is the source of our conscious decisions and that it is the source of our psychological health. Main idea number 12. The role of the unconscious conflict. Freud argued that the unconscious conflict is the source of our psychological problems. He believed that the unconscious conflict is the source of our anxiety and distress and that it is the source of our psychological health. Main idea number 13. The role of the dream work. Freud argued that the dream work is the process by which our unconscious desires and wishes are expressed in our dreams. He believed that the dream work is the source of our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. Main idea number 14. The role of the dream symbols. Freud argued that the dream symbols are the symbols and images that we use to express our unconscious desires and wishes in our dreams. He believed that the dream symbols are the source of our psychological health and that they are the source of our creativity and productivity. Main idea number 15. The role of the dream censorship. Freud argued that the dream censorship is the process by which our unconscious desires and wishes are censored in our dreams. He believed that the dream censorship is the source of our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. Main idea number 16. The role of the dream analysis. Freud argued that the dream analysis is the process by which we can gain insight into our unconscious mind by interpreting the symbols and images in our dreams. He believed that the dream analysis is the source of our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. Main idea number 17. The role of the dream interpretation. Freud argued that the dream interpretation is the process by which we can gain insight into our unconscious mind by understanding the symbols and images in our dreams. He believed that the dream interpretation is the source of our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. Main idea number 18. The role of the dream memory. Freud argued that the dream memory is the process by which we can remember our dreams and gain insight into our unconscious mind. He believed that the dream memory is the source of our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. Main idea number 19. The role of the dream psychology. Freud argued that the dream psychology is the study of the unconscious mind and its role in our behavior. He believed that the dream psychology is the source of our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. Main idea number 20. The role of the dream therapy. Freud argued that the dream therapy is the process by which we can gain insight into our unconscious mind and resolve our psychological problems. He believed that the dream therapy is the source of our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Dream interpretation is a practice that has been around for centuries. Sigmund Freud, the father of psychoanalysis, believed that dreams are a way of expressing unconscious desires and wishes. He argued that by understanding the symbols and images in dreams, we can gain insight into our unconscious mind. Freud believed that dreams are a form of wish fulfillment, and that they can provide us with valuable insight into our innermost thoughts and feelings. He argued that by interpreting our dreams, we can gain insight into our unconscious motivations and desires, and gain a better understanding of ourselves. Freud believed that dreams are composed of two parts, the manifest content, which is the actual dream, and the latent content, which is the underlying meaning of the dream. He argued that the manifest content of a dream is often symbolic and can be interpreted to reveal the latent content. He believed that by interpreting the symbols and images in our dreams, we can gain insight into our unconscious mind and gain a better understanding of our innermost thoughts and feelings. Dream interpretation is a complex process, and it is important to remember that not all dreams have a hidden meaning. However, by understanding the symbols and images in our dreams, we can gain insight into our unconscious mind and gain a better understanding of ourselves. By interpreting our dreams, we can gain insight into our unconscious motivations and desires, and gain a better understanding of ourselves. Main idea number 2. Sigmund Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. He argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. He argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and desires. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams, and that it is the key to understanding our behavior. He believed that the unconscious mind is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings, and that it is the source of our instinctual drives and main idea number 3. Freud argued that the Oedipus complex is a universal phenomenon in which a child has an unconscious desire to possess the parent of the opposite sex. He believed that this complex is the source of many psychological problems. According to Freud, the Oedipus complex is a result of the child's natural instinctive drives, which are in conflict with the demands of society. The child's desire to possess the parent of the opposite sex is seen as a threat to the social order, and so the child must repress these desires in order to conform to society's expectations. The Oedipus complex is seen as a crucial part of the child's development, as it is through this complex that the child learns to differentiate between the sexes and to identify with the same-sex parent. Freud believed that the Oedipus complex is a necessary part of the child's development, and that it must be resolved in order for the child to mature psychologically. He argued that if the Oedipus complex is not resolved, the child will remain fixated in this stage of development and will be unable to move on to the next stage. The Oedipus complex is seen as a universal phenomenon, and it is believed to be the source of many psychological problems. Freud argued that the Oedipus complex is a necessary part of the child's development, and that it must be resolved in order for the child to mature psychologically. He believed that if the Oedipus complex is not resolved, the child will remain fixated in this stage of development and will be unable to move on to the next stage. Main idea number 4. Freud argued that the ego is the mediator between the conscious and unconscious mind. He believed that the ego is responsible for controlling our behavior and for protecting us from the demands of the unconscious. According to Freud, the ego is the part of the mind that is aware of reality and is responsible for making decisions and controlling our behavior. It is the part of the mind that is in contact with the external world and is responsible for our sense of identity. The ego is also responsible for mediating between the demands of the ID and the demands of the superego. The ego is constantly striving to balance the demands of the ID and the superego. It is the part of the mind that is responsible for making decisions and controlling our behavior. It is the part of the mind that is in contact with the external world and is responsible for our sense of identity. The ego is constantly striving to balance the demands of the ID and the superego. It is the part of the mind that is responsible for making decisions and controlling our behavior in a way that is acceptable to society. The ego is also responsible for mediating between the demands of the ID and the demands of the superego. It is the part of the mind that is responsible for making decisions and controlling our behavior in a way that is acceptable to society. The ego is constantly striving to balance the demands of the ID and the superego. It is the part of the mind that is responsible for making decisions and controlling our behavior in a way that is acceptable to society and that is in line with our own values and beliefs. Main idea number 5. Freud argued that the superego is the part of the mind that is responsible for our moral behavior. He believed that the superego is the source of our conscience and that it is the source of our guilt and shame. According to Freud, the superego is the internalized representation of the moral standards of society, and it is the part of the mind that helps us to distinguish between right and wrong. The superego is the part of the mind that helps us to control our impulses and to act in a socially acceptable manner. The superego is the part of the mind that is responsible for our sense of morality and our ability to make moral judgments. It is the part of the mind that helps us to distinguish between right and wrong, and it is the part of the mind that helps us to control our impulses and to act in a socially acceptable manner. The superego is the part of the mind that helps us to develop our sense of morality and our ability to make moral judgments. The superego is the part of the mind that helps us to develop our sense of morality and our ability to make moral judgments. It is the part of the mind that helps us to distinguish between right and wrong, and it is the part of the mind that helps us to control our impulses and to act in a socially acceptable manner. The superego is the part of the mind that helps us to develop our sense of morality and our ability to make moral judgments. The superego is an important part of our psychological development, and it is the part of the mind that helps us to develop our sense of morality and our ability to make moral judgments. It is the part of the mind that helps us to distinguish between right and wrong, and it is the part of the mind that helps us to control our impulses and to act in a socially acceptable manner. The superego is the part of the mind that helps us to develop our sense of morality and our ability to make moral judgments. Main idea number 6. Freud argued that the ID is the part of the mind that is responsible for our instinctual desires and impulses. He believed that the ID is the source of our pleasure and that it is the source of our aggression and violence. According to Freud, the ID is the most primitive part of the mind and is driven by the pleasure principle, which seeks immediate gratification of its desires. The ID is not concerned with reality or logic, and it is not influenced by the demands of the external world. It is the source of our basic needs and desires, such as hunger, thirst, and sex. The ID is also the source of our unconscious desires and wishes, which can be both positive and negative. Freud believed that the ID is the source of our unconscious motivations and that it is the source of our irrational behavior. He argued that the ID is the source of our irrational fears and anxieties, and that it is the source of our irrational behavior. The ID is also the source of our unconscious fantasies and desires, which can be both positive and negative. The ID is the part of the mind that is responsible for our instinctual desires and impulses. It is the source of our pleasure and aggression, and it is the source of our unconscious motivations and irrational behavior. The ID is the source of our basic needs and desires, as well as our unconscious fantasies and desires. Freud argued that the ID is the source of our irrational fears and anxieties, and that it is the source of our irrational behavior. Main idea number 7. Freud argued that the libido is the source of our sexual energy and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. He believed that the libido is the source of our motivation and that it is the source of our mental health. Freud argued that the libido is the driving force behind our behavior and that it is the source of our psychological development. He believed that the libido is the source of our emotional life and that it is the source of our psychological well-being. Freud argued that the libido is the source of our sexual desires and that it is the source of our sexual pleasure. He believed that the libido is the source of our sexual identity and that it is the source of our sexual orientation. Freud argued that the libido is the source of our sexual expression and that it is the source of our sexual fulfillment. Freud argued that the libido is the source of our creativity and that it is the source of our imagination. He believed that the libido is the source of our artistic expression and that it is the source of our intellectual development. Freud argued that the libido is the source of our spiritual life and that it is the source of our spiritual growth. Freud argued that the libido is the source of our psychological health and that it is the source of our psychological growth. He believed that the libido is the source of our psychological development and that it is the source of our psychological well-being. Freud argued that the libido is the source of our psychological resilience and that it is the source of our psychological stability. Main idea number 8. Freud argued that the defense mechanisms are the psychological mechanisms that we use to protect ourselves from anxiety and distress. He believed that these mechanisms are the source of our psychological problems, as well as the source of our psychological health. He argued that the defense mechanisms are the unconscious processes that we use to protect ourselves from the anxiety and distress that can be caused by our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. He believed that these mechanisms are the source of our psychological problems, as well as the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the defense mechanisms are the unconscious processes that we use to protect ourselves from the anxiety and distress that can be caused by our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. He believed that these mechanisms are the source of our psychological problems, as well as the source of our psychological health. He argued that the defense mechanisms are the unconscious processes that we use to protect ourselves from the anxiety and distress that can be caused by our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Freud argued that the defense mechanisms are the unconscious processes that we use to protect ourselves from the anxiety and distress that can be caused by our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. He believed that these mechanisms are the source of our psychological problems, as well as the source of our psychological health. He argued that the defense mechanisms are the unconscious processes that we use to protect ourselves from the anxiety and distress that can be caused by our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Freud argued that the defense mechanisms are the unconscious processes that we use to protect ourselves from the anxiety and distress that can be caused by our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. He believed that these mechanisms are the source of our psychological problems, as well as the source of our psychological health. He argued that the defense mechanisms are the unconscious processes that we use to protect ourselves from the anxiety and distress that can be caused by our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Freud argued that the defense mechanisms are the unconscious processes that we use to protect ourselves from the anxiety and distress that can be caused by our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. He believed that these mechanisms are the source of our psychological problems, as well as the source of our psychological health. He argued that the defense mechanisms are the unconscious processes that we use to protect ourselves from the anxiety and distress that can be caused by our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Freud argued that the defense mechanisms are the unconscious processes that we use to protect ourselves from the anxiety and distress that can be caused by our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. He believed that these mechanisms are the source of our psychological problems, as well as the source of our psychological health. He argued that the defense mechanisms are the unconscious processes that we use to protect ourselves from the anxiety and distress that can be caused by our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. In conclusion, Freud argued that the defense mechanisms are the psychological mechanisms that we use to protect ourselves from anxiety and distress. He believed that these mechanisms are the source of our psychological problems, as well as the source of our psychological health. He argued that the defense mechanisms are the unconscious processes that we use to protect ourselves from the anxiety and distress that can be caused by our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Main idea number 9. Freud argued that the unconscious is the source of our dreams and that it is the source of our behavior. He believed that the unconscious is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the unconscious is the source of our dreams and that it is the source of our behavior. He believed that the unconscious is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the unconscious is the source of our dreams and that it is the source of our behavior. He believed that the unconscious is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the unconscious is the source of our dreams and that it is the source of our behavior. He believed that the unconscious is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the unconscious is the source of our dreams and that it is the source of our behavior. He believed that the unconscious is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the unconscious is the source of our dreams and that it is the source of our behavior. He believed that the unconscious is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the unconscious is the source of our dreams and that it is the source of our behavior. He believed that the unconscious is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the unconscious is the source of our dreams and that it is the source of our behavior. He believed that the unconscious is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the unconscious is the source of our dreams and that it is the source of our behavior. He believed that the unconscious is the repository of our repressed thoughts and feelings and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud also argued that the unconscious is the source of our creativity and that it is the source of our instinctual drives. He believed that the unconscious is the source of our unconscious motivations and that it is the source of our unconscious desires. Freud argued that the unconscious is the source of our unconscious fears and that it is the source of our unconscious anxieties. He believed that the unconscious is the source of our unconscious fantasies and that it is the source of our unconscious wishes. Freud argued that the unconscious is the source of our unconscious beliefs and that it is the source of our unconscious values. He believed that the unconscious is the source of our unconscious memories and that it is the source of our unconscious experiences. Freud argued that the unconscious is the source of our unconscious motivations and that it is the source of our unconscious desires. He believed that the unconscious is the source of our unconscious fears and that it is the source of our unconscious anxieties. Main idea number 10. Freud argued that the subconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our automatic behavior. He believed that the subconscious is the source of our habits and that it is the source of our psychological health. According to Freud, the subconscious is the repository of our repressed thoughts, feelings, and memories. It is the part of the mind that is not conscious, but that still influences our behavior. Freud believed that the subconscious is the source of our dreams and that it is the source of our unconscious desires and motivations. He argued that the subconscious is the source of our creativity and that it is the source of our unconscious fears and anxieties. Freud argued that the subconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our automatic behavior. He believed that the subconscious is the source of our habits and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the subconscious is the source of our unconscious motivations and desires, and that it is the source of our unconscious fears and anxieties. He believed that the subconscious is the source of our creativity and that it is the source of our dreams. Freud argued that the subconscious is the part of the mind that is not conscious, but that still influences our behavior. Main idea number 11. Freud argued that the preconscious is an important part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior. He believed that the preconscious is the source of our conscious decisions and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our conscious decisions. He believed that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our conscious decisions. He believed that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our conscious decisions. He believed that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our conscious decisions. He believed that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our conscious decisions. He believed that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our conscious decisions. He believed that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our conscious decisions. He believed that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our conscious decisions. He believed that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our conscious decisions. He believed that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our conscious decisions. He believed that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our conscious decisions. He believed that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our conscious decisions. He believed that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our conscious decisions. He believed that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our psychological health. In addition to being the source of our conscious decisions, Freud argued that the preconscious is also responsible for our unconscious processes. He believed that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our unconscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our unconscious motivations. Freud argued that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our unconscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our unconscious motivations. He believed that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our unconscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our unconscious motivations. In conclusion, Freud argued that the preconscious is an important part of the mind that is responsible for our conscious and unconscious thoughts and behavior. He believed that the preconscious is the source of our conscious decisions and that it is the source of our psychological health. He also argued that the preconscious is the part of the mind that is responsible for our unconscious thoughts and behavior, and that it is the source of our unconscious motivations. Main idea number 12. Freud argued that the unconscious conflict is the source of our psychological problems. He believed that the unconscious conflict is the source of our anxiety and distress and that it is the source of our psychological health. According to Freud, the unconscious conflict is the result of a clash between our conscious desires and our unconscious desires. This conflict is often caused by our own repressed desires, which are hidden from our conscious awareness. As a result, we experience anxiety and distress as we struggle to reconcile our conscious and unconscious desires. Freud believed that the unconscious conflict is the root of our psychological problems. He argued that the unconscious conflict is the source of our anxiety and distress and that it is the source of our psychological health. He believed that the unconscious conflict is the result of a clash between our conscious desires and our unconscious desires. This conflict is often caused by our own repressed desires, which are hidden from our conscious awareness. As a result, we experience anxiety and distress as we struggle to reconcile our conscious and unconscious desires. Freud argued that the unconscious conflict is the source of our psychological problems and that it is the source of our psychological health. He believed that the unconscious conflict is the result of a clash between our conscious desires and our unconscious desires. This conflict is often caused by our own repressed desires, which are hidden from our conscious awareness. As a result, we experience anxiety and distress as we struggle to reconcile our conscious and unconscious desires. Freud argued that the only way to resolve the unconscious conflict is to bring the unconscious desires into conscious awareness and to work through them in order to achieve psychological health. Main idea number 13. Freud argued that the dream work is the process by which our unconscious desires and wishes are expressed in our dreams. He believed that the dream work is the source of our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. Freud argued that the dream work is a way for us to access our unconscious and to gain insight into our innermost thoughts and feelings. He believed that the dream work is a way for us to gain insight into our own behavior and to understand our motivations and desires. Freud argued that the dream work is a way for us to access our unconscious and to gain insight into our innermost thoughts and feelings. He believed that the dream work is a way for us to gain insight into our own behavior and to understand our motivations and desires. Freud argued that the dream work is a way for us to gain insight into our own behavior and to understand our motivations and desires. He believed that the dream work is a way for us to gain insight into our own behavior and to understand our motivations and desires. Freud argued that the dream work is a way for us to gain insight into our own behavior and to understand our motivations and desires. He believed that the dream work is a way for us to gain insight into our own behavior and to understand our motivations and desires. Freud argued that the dream work is a way for us to gain insight into our own behavior and to understand our motivations and desires. He believed that the dream work is a way for us to gain insight into our own behavior and to understand our motivations and desires. Freud argued that the dream work is a way for us to gain insight into our own behavior and to understand our motivations and desires. He believed that the dream work is a way for us to gain insight into our own behavior and to understand our motivations and desires. Freud argued that the dream work is a way for us to gain insight into our own behavior and to understand our motivations and desires. He believed that the dream work is a way for us to gain insight into our own behavior and to understand our motivations and desires. Freud argued that the dream work is a way for us to gain insight into our own behavior and to understand our motivations and desires. He believed that the dream work is a way for us to gain insight into our own behavior and to understand our motivations and desires. Freud argued that the dream work is a way for us to gain insight into our own behavior and to understand our motivations and desires. He believed that the dream work is a way for us to gain insight into our own behavior and to understand our motivations and desires. In conclusion, Freud argued that the dream work is a powerful tool for understanding our unconscious desires and motivations. He believed that the dream work is a way for us to gain insight into our own behavior and to understand our motivations and desires. He argued that the dream work is the source of our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. Main idea number 14. Freud argued that the dream symbols are the symbols and images that we use to express our unconscious desires and wishes in our dreams. He believed that these symbols are the key to understanding our innermost thoughts and feelings, and that they can provide us with insight into our psychological health. Freud argued that the dream symbols are the source of our creativity and productivity, and that they can help us to better understand our own motivations and behavior. He believed that by understanding the dream symbols, we can gain insight into our own unconscious desires and wishes, and that this can help us to make better decisions and lead more fulfilling lives. Freud argued that the dream symbols are the language of the unconscious mind, and that they can provide us with a window into our innermost thoughts and feelings. He believed that by understanding the dream symbols, we can gain insight into our own motivations and behavior, and that this can help us to make better decisions and lead more fulfilling lives. Freud argued that the dream symbols are the source of our creativity and productivity, and that they can help us to better understand our own unconscious desires and wishes. Freud argued that the dream symbols are the language of the unconscious mind, and that they can provide us with a window into our innermost thoughts and feelings. He believed that by understanding the dream symbols, we can gain insight into our own motivations and behavior, and that this can help us to make better decisions and lead more fulfilling lives. Freud argued that the dream symbols are the source of our creativity and productivity, and that they can help us to better understand our own unconscious desires and wishes. Main idea number 15. Freud argued that the dream censorship is the process by which our unconscious desires and wishes are censored in our dreams. He believed that the dream censorship is the source of our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. According to Freud, the dream censorship is a defense mechanism that helps us to protect ourselves from our own unconscious desires and wishes. It is a way of controlling our own innermost thoughts and feelings, and it is a way of keeping us from being overwhelmed by our own unconscious desires and wishes. The dream censorship is a way of controlling our own innermost thoughts and feelings, and it is a way of keeping us from being overwhelmed by our own unconscious desires and wishes. Freud believed that the dream censorship is a necessary part of our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. He argued that the dream censorship is a way of controlling our own innermost thoughts and feelings, and it is a way of keeping us from being overwhelmed by our own unconscious desires and wishes. The dream censorship is a way of controlling our own innermost thoughts and feelings, and it is a way of keeping us from being overwhelmed by our own unconscious desires and wishes. Freud argued that the dream censorship is a necessary part of our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. He believed that the dream censorship is a way of controlling our own innermost thoughts and feelings, and it is a way of keeping us from being overwhelmed by our own unconscious desires and wishes. Main idea number 16. Freud argued that the dream analysis is the process by which we can gain insight into our unconscious mind by interpreting the symbols and images in our dreams. He believed that the dream analysis is the source of our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. According to Freud, the dream analysis is a way of understanding our innermost thoughts and feelings, which are often hidden from our conscious awareness. By interpreting the symbols and images in our dreams, we can gain insight into our unconscious mind and gain a better understanding of our motivations and behavior. The dream analysis is also a way of understanding our relationships with others. By interpreting the symbols and images in our dreams, we can gain insight into our relationships with others and gain a better understanding of how we interact with them. This can help us to better understand our own behavior and the behavior of others. The dream analysis is also a way of understanding our own personal development. By interpreting the symbols and images in our dreams, we can gain insight into our own personal development and gain a better understanding of our own growth and development. This can help us to better understand our own strengths and weaknesses and to make better decisions in our lives. The dream analysis is also a way of understanding our own spiritual development. By interpreting the symbols and images in our dreams, we can gain insight into our own spiritual development and gain a better understanding of our own spiritual journey. This can help us to better understand our own spiritual beliefs and to make better decisions in our lives. Main idea number 17. Freud argued that the dream interpretation is the process by which we can gain insight into our unconscious mind by understanding the symbols and images in our dreams. He believed that the dream interpretation is the source of our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. According to Freud, the dream interpretation is a way of understanding the hidden meanings of our dreams and uncovering the unconscious desires and motivations that are driving our behavior. By understanding the symbols and images in our dreams, we can gain insight into our unconscious mind and gain a better understanding of our own behavior and motivations. Freud believed that the dream interpretation is a powerful tool for self-discovery and personal growth. He argued that by understanding the symbols and images in our dreams, we can gain insight into our unconscious mind and gain a better understanding of our own behavior and motivations. By understanding the hidden meanings of our dreams, we can gain insight into our unconscious desires and motivations and gain a better understanding of our own behavior and motivations. The dream interpretation is a powerful tool for self-discovery and personal growth. By understanding the symbols and images in our dreams, we can gain insight into our unconscious mind and gain a better understanding of our own behavior and motivations. By understanding the hidden meanings of our dreams, we can gain insight into our unconscious desires and motivations and gain a better understanding of our own behavior and motivations. Main idea number 18. Freud argued that the dream memory is the process by which we can remember our dreams and gain insight into our unconscious mind. He believed that the dream memory is the source of our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. Freud argued that the dream memory is a powerful tool for understanding our unconscious desires and motivations, and that it can help us to better understand our own behavior and the behavior of others. He also argued that the dream memory can be used to gain insight into our own psychological development and to gain insight into the psychological development of others. Freud argued that the dream memory is a powerful tool for understanding our unconscious desires and motivations, and that it can help us to better understand our own behavior and the behavior of others. He also argued that the dream memory can be used to gain insight into our own psychological development and to gain insight into the psychological development of others. Freud argued that the dream memory can be used to gain insight into our own psychological development and to gain insight into the psychological development of others. He also argued that the dream memory can be used to gain insight into our own psychological development and to gain insight into the psychological development of others. Freud argued that the dream memory is a powerful tool for understanding our unconscious desires and motivations, and that it can help us to better understand our own behavior and the behavior of others. He also argued that the dream memory can be used to gain insight into our own psychological development and to gain insight into the psychological development of others. Freud argued that the dream memory can be used to gain insight into our own psychological development and to gain insight into the psychological development of others. He also argued that the dream memory can be used to gain insight into our own psychological development and to gain insight into the psychological development of others. Freud argued that the dream memory is a powerful tool for understanding our unconscious desires and motivations, and that it can help us to better understand our own behavior and the behavior of others. He also argued that the dream memory can be used to gain insight into our own psychological development and to gain insight into the psychological development of others. Freud argued that the dream memory can be used to gain insight into our own psychological development and to gain insight into the psychological development of others. He also argued that the dream memory can be used to gain insight into our own psychological development and to gain insight into the psychological development of others. In addition, Freud argued that the dream memory can be used to gain insight into our own psychological development and to gain insight into the psychological development of others. He argued that the dream memory can be used to gain insight into our own psychological development and to gain insight into the psychological development of others. He also argued that the dream memory can be used to gain insight into our own psychological development and to gain insight into the psychological development of others. Freud argued that the dream memory can be used to gain insight into our own psychological development and to gain insight into the psychological development of others. Main idea number 19. Freud argued that the dream psychology is the study of the unconscious mind and its role in our behavior. He believed that the dream psychology is the source of our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. Freud argued that the unconscious mind is the source of our dreams and that it is the source of our unconscious desires and motivations. He believed that the dream psychology is the key to understanding our behavior and our psychological health. Freud argued that the dream psychology is the key to understanding our unconscious motivations and desires. He believed that the dream psychology is the source of our creativity and productivity and that it is the source of our psychological health. Freud argued that the dream psychology is the key to understanding our behavior and our psychological health. He believed that the dream psychology is the source of our unconscious desires and motivations and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. Freud argued that the dream psychology is the key to understanding our behavior and our psychological health. He believed that the dream psychology is the source of our unconscious desires and motivations and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. Freud argued that the dream psychology is the key to understanding our behavior and our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. He believed that the dream psychology is the source of our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. Main idea number 20. Freud argued that the dream therapy is the process by which we can gain insight into our unconscious mind and resolve our psychological problems. He believed that the dream therapy is the source of our psychological health and that it is the source of our creativity and productivity. Through dream therapy, we can gain access to our unconscious thoughts and feelings, which can help us to understand our behavior and make better decisions. By understanding our unconscious motivations, we can better understand our behavior and make better choices in our lives. Dream therapy can also help us to identify and address our unresolved conflicts and traumas. By understanding our unconscious motivations, we can better understand our behavior and make better choices in our lives. Through dream therapy, we can gain insight into our unconscious mind and resolve our psychological problems. This can help us to become more aware of our feelings and to make better decisions in our lives. Dream therapy can also help us to identify and address our unresolved conflicts and traumas. By understanding our unconscious motivations, we can better understand our behavior and make better choices in our lives. Through dream therapy, we can gain insight into our unconscious mind and resolve our psychological problems. This can help us to become more aware of our feelings and to make better decisions in our lives. Dream therapy can also help us to gain insight into our unconscious mind and to understand our behavior in a more meaningful way. By understanding our unconscious motivations, we can better understand our behavior and make better choices in our lives. Through dream therapy, we can gain insight into our unconscious mind and resolve our psychological problems. This can help us to become more aware of our feelings and to make better decisions in our lives. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.